Well, wouldn't that be nice? Rain can just wash all your troubles away. Well, we're keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Francine. I just got an update from the National Weather Service, and we were told that New Orleans can expect winds of 60 to 70 miles per hour sustained. Now, this is going to start tomorrow. Well, not 60 to 70 miles an hour, but we're going to start to feel the effects of Francine, the early effects, tomorrow morning. And then we'll feel more tomorrow night. But we're planning, of course, to be with you before, during, and after the storm here on WWL. I'm Scoot on the air. Let's get to a couple of these texts. These are text messages about Joe, the last caller from Metro, who calls in every day with some kind of inane comment about the election. This text says, can you imagine being in a room with Joe and Janice talking about Trump and what's wrong with the world? OMG. Here's... a text that says, ask him how many bricks he has collected for Trump's lies. Yeah, there might be a few. Here's a comment. I'm a Republican, and that last caller is trash. Please don't loop me in with him. I usually mention that the right-wing radicals do not represent all Republicans. They don't represent all conservatives. I don't mention it every time, but I try to mention it often because for those of you who are like good, honest, mainstream Republicans and conservatives, I don't want to think that I'm looping you in with, you know, the right-wing radicals. Here's a comment. Scoot, you and I both like Camel Face. I like Camel Joe. You know, when Joe said something about, he's referring to Kamala Harris as having a camel face, I guess because she's, you know, part Indian. You know, look, I could make a joke about camel face. I could make a joke about that on the air, but I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to let you use your imagination. And maybe camel face is not a bad thing. All right. You know what? And Joe doesn't even get that. I guarantee you Joe doesn't get that. Here's another comment. Says, Scoot, I believe that I believe Joe. I believe Joe has a bucket of bricks. I don't believe they're in a bucket, though. They're in his head. Just a few of the comments about Joe. All right, before I get to your calls, let me talk about the new poll that's out. New York Times Siena College poll. Likely voters. Trump is in the lead, but not really. Trump is at 48%. Kamala Harris is at 47%. So this is a tight, tight race. Nobody knows who's going to win. And I mentioned, and you can still comment on this, it's on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. I did a video last week, it's still posted there, about whether you think people are being honest with the pollsters. Do you think this is an honest reflection of what the pollsters really think? I mean, what the voters think. Are voters being honest? Are voters who say they're voting for Trump, are they really voting for Trump, or are they just saying that? Are some people really voting for Kamala Harris, or are they really going to vote for Trump? They just don't even want to tell the pollster that they're voting for Trump, so they say Kamala Harris. So we don't know if the polls are accurate. But right now, Trump is at 48, Kamala Harris is at 47. That is a basic tie. J.D. Vance, of all the people out there, Donald Trump selected J.D. Vance as his vice presidential running mate. I think it's a mistake because I think it cuts down on Trump's chances of winning. Did you hear what I just said? I'm suggesting that if Donald Trump had selected somebody else, he would have a better chance of winning. If I was really as biased as so many of you seem to think, then I was, oh yeah, J.D. Vance, man, he's the perfect one. He's the best one for Trump. Because J.D. Vance does not broaden the base, and Trump needs to get votes outside of the MAGA supporters to win. But J.D. Vance is promoting this ridiculous lie about illegal immigrants. And you know there are people who listen to this show who bite on this kind of stuff. But I want to set the record straight on this. J.D. Vance posted on X yesterday. That's formerly Twitter. J.D. Vance posted this. Months ago, I raised the issue of Haitian illegal immigrants draining social services and generally causing chaos all over Springfield, Ohio. Reports now show that people have had their pets abducted and eaten by people who shouldn't be in this country. Where is our border czar? Those of you who are in the know the truth about Kamala Harris and border czar, so I'm not going to bore you with explaining that. But this is this is a lie that was immediately spread by Elon Musk, Ted Cruz, and the House GOP Judiciary Committee. There's no facts here. There's no proof. It is a baseless claim. And the claim is that migrants have been reportedly caught decapitating ducks, hunting geese and other livestock in public parks, and even kidnapping residents' pets and eating them. There's no evidence to this. None. So J.D. Vance is promoting an outright lie about illegal migrants. There's a lot of true things that you could spread about illegal migrants that are true. But this is total bogus BS. But this is the scary thing about America today. People buy this. People believe this crap. And they believe it because they want it to be true. They want there to be that negative image of illegal immigrants. Again, there's enough truth out there about illegal immigrants. Why not stick to the truth? Why start just making up crap? And the thing that's discouraging is not that politicians make up the stuff, but that Americans believe it. That's what's discouraging to me. Now, I told you on this show a long, long time ago, maybe I'm guessing I said it 2 years ago, and I've repeated it since then. Kamala Harris was too liberal to be a presidential candidate. She's too liberal to be president. She could be a candidate, but she's too liberal to be president of the United States. She's too progressive. Well, she's now becoming more moderate, and this is what politicians do. It's not unique to Kamala Harris. But CNN's Aaron Burnett was shocked by something that Kamala Harris listed as her position on an issue in 2019. Kamala Harris was trying to get to the left of Bernie Sanders, which, as you know, is really far left. She was also trying to get to the left of Elizabeth Warren. She wanted to be the most progressive liberal candidate out there in 2019, running for president. She supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained illegal immigrants. She actually supported that. Let me just repeat that. Taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained illegal immigrants. She also expressed her support for legalizing all drugs on the federal level during her 2019 campaign, including fentanyl, crack, and cocaine. I understand the theory behind that, but it's not practical. But when I said a long time ago that Kamala Harris was too liberal to be president of the United States, this is what I was talking about, these kind of liberal policies. And yet, now that she's in this position, she's changing her position on a lot of issues because she cannot be president representing the progressive left. Because you can be so progressive, you're not going to be president of the United States because you've got to win over some Republicans. You've got to win over the moderates. You've got to win over the rhinos. In fact, Trump needs to win over the rhinos. As much as they condemn and criticize the rhinos, if Trump doesn't win the rhinos, if he doesn't win enough rhinos, he's not going to be president. I mean, that's a mathematical fact. So this is just another example of how liberal Kamala Harris was. Now, why do people change? Because I've changed over the years. I'm sure you've changed over the years. We don't always feel the same about issues today that we felt in the past. I'm sure you've changed your opinion of a few issues. In fact, we can bring that into the conversation. Have you changed your position on any big issue? The Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Is there a big issue that you've changed your position on? So if you change your position because of just... because you learn new facts about something, or just because you realize that your position was wrong, that's okay. But I don't like this idea that candidates just change positions just to get votes. And they do. And Kamala Harris is doing it, and Donald Trump is doing it with being vague on abortion. Donald Trump is doing it with now saying that he's going to vote for legalizing marijuana in the state of Florida. I mean, I agree with that. But that's not something that Donald Trump has always stood for. He's doing that to get votes. And so this idea that they, it doesn't matter who they are, they lie to us. They lie to us just to get our votes. And we should not be so dumb that we accept it. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okanor Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. All right, one thing you're going to hear a lot tonight during the debate is the lies. Yep, they're going to lie. The question is, are we going to be so dumb that we believe them? All right, we'll be back with more, and we're continuing to watch Tropical Storm Francine, which is now wobbling a little bit to the east, which means it's going to have a bigger impact on the New Orleans area. We'll be back on WWL.